Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello, folks, and welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Holy cow, what a week. This is crazy. Oh, wow. Tonight I want to get into so much. Campaign advisor Jason Miller, conceding is not even in our vocabulary right now. Should be never, but this is great. Bring it on, because we're not going to back down. We stopped the steer rallies. I was at one on Saturday. We got like 500 people, and that was at the last minute. Dr. Victor Davis Hanson, he does stuff with the Washington, the Washington Times and the National Review. He has come out saying that if this was a fair and just world, Trump would have blown him out of the water. Pardon me, but there's actually evidence coming out that with massive anomalies just in Pennsylvania, Michigan, that Biden probably didn't get half of the votes like he did. Whoopi Goldberg is telling Trump supporters, how dare you question election results and suck it up when they spend 3.5 to 4 years just trying to win back the 2016 elections, you know, reverse that. I mean, this is how funny it is. 70 plus million pissed off voters and no building burned, no nothing trashed. But think about it like this. One thing you gotta think about too. If what they say is true, that would mean that a guy that slept in his basement, got two people to a rally, didn't do anything, didn't go anywhere, got more votes than Barack Obama. And you can say what you want about Barack Obama. I didn't like him, but look at the massive crowds he got. Look at the fanfare he got. He got fanfare as big, if not bigger, than Trump. And look at Joe Biden and Kamala Harris got like 3 people at a thing. And the 15, 20 people that they got max at the biggest ones probably were all staffers. And you're going to tell me he got more votes than Barack Obama, that many consider the most popular president? A Wisconsin University study showed that most students aren't as racist as everyone pushes this race thing, and they're finding out that people aren't as racist as they thought. Don't get into that. A whistleblower who worked in Nevada's Clark County is saying that there are tons of stuff going on. There was one observer that saw things. Another observer saw other things. I'm going to get into all that stuff. Will Manchester United be getting a new manager? Will they stay with Ollie? Get into a little bit of Premier League news, try to at the end, but it's just, but welcome to the conversation I hope you're a part of. And like, I heard that, yeah, they're having these stop the steal rallies, and I'm like, where? And someone goes, yeah, at every state capital at noon on Saturday, and I'm like at 8 o'clock in the morning, so I'm watching Manchester United, and pardon me, folks. A little technical difficulty, but I'm sitting there and I'm like, yeah, state capital Indianapolis, stop the steel rally, 12 o'clock, and me and my wife just went. And it was amazing. It was amazing. I spoke at it. Got to meet a lot of amazing people. They had like some priests and deacons and a bunch of people walking around praying the rosary, and then there were tons of people following them, just praying, or I went with them and prayed the rosary and prayed with them, and there were some people that said some, I mean, we're marching, we're praying, you know, they were doing the rosary, some people were just praying, and there were people that were like, I mean, there were kids praying the rosary, and some of them were praying, and there were people in cars saying, F Trump, F you, and stuff I won't repeat. I can't do expletives. It was pretty graphic. Around kids. I have people, oh, suck it up, Biden won, da da da. I'm like, you know, and it goes back to no matter what you show them, no matter what you tell them. Like I said at the rally, I had people contact me that were like, I was standing in line in Arizona waiting to vote and they call it for Biden already. There's massive evidence that Trump was leading in Virginia when Fox News of 1% called it. The media doesn't call the elections, folks. No, they don't. It goes to the electors. There is so much discrepancy. I mean, they had a press conference last night with Kayleigh McEnerney where she's like, well, yeah, there's a guy from Vegas from Clark County, Nevada that signed an affidavit that said that this ballot's questionable. Send it through. This ballot's questionable. Send it through. And he was questioning ballots, and they finally got rid of them. Another person said that a van pulled up, and they put a wall around it, and there were people filling out ballots. Because they found hundreds of thousands of ballots where they found hundreds of thousands of most 99% of the people vote down ballot. They vote everything. Propositions, you name it. Your taxes aren't going to go up, but we're going to take 2% of those taxes and allocate them to the schools. Okay. Yes or no? That's this prop. And people do a down ballot. There were hundreds of thousands of ballots that didn't have a down ballot. It's just Biden filled in. There's like 200 videos. It's probably more than that by now where people have video of somebody that you can see just filling out a ballot. There's so many discrepancies. And they're going through all this. And they're like, Fox News, basically, they're dead. They're done for. No, they're not. They're going to go. They're going to be worse than CNN, the Communist News Network. Well, these are unsubstantiated claims. This is a conspiracy theory. We can't show you this. I can't believe they're even talking about this. The election's over. Biden won. This is boundless claims. And I've had so many people, you just need to go up and get on, Biden won. And I'm like, and this is coming from people that told me for 3.5, well, first of all, you can't rig this election. There's no way to hack it. You can't. So when I win, they're going to say that there's fraud in this election and all this stuff. And then as soon as Trump wins, we have evidence that Trump colluded with Russia and all this stuff and the Steele dossier, all this crap that's going on, right? And when no one, well, there are some people that still believe that Russia collusion, but there's no proof of it. Then when he tries to find out about Hunter Biden in Ukraine, they try to impeach him on that. And then when that don't work, then they try to blame him for COVID. And I'm like, so you're telling me that over 75 million people don't like the gas price, don't like the fact that we're getting out of wars, don't like the fact that we're bringing jobs back? Are you kidding me right now? Trump campaign, it's just nuts. And this is what the people that are, these people right here, Kamala Harris was giving money to bail out rioters, to get them money to bail them out. They didn't condone these riots. They didn't condone any of this stuff. They could have went to their Democrats. They could have went to these Democrat mayors and said, hey, you need to call up Donald Trump and get the National Guard and get these people out of here. They didn't do anything. Now they have a Time magazine cover with them claiming to win the presidency, saying a time to heal. Kind of reminds me of when they did the Madam President cover and they had to take it back super fast because she didn't win. Remember when Eisenhower and Dewey and they printed because the one guy was super far ahead and then he ended up losing in the end? Like, he won every state and said, oh, this is going to be a landslide, and they quick printed it and got it out there with Dewey winning when right after that one's, right when they decided to do this, everything went the other way. You want to know what my faith is in the voting? I've always wondered since the day I can vote, how do they make sure every single solitary vote is counted? How do they, you know, like, I always questioned if my vote really got there. And this is back like in the 90s, like when you put like a thing in and you punched it. When you're like a punch card type thing. I kind of feel like the Democrats are like a, who's that guy? The cop on South Park. Move along, though. Nothing to see here. Officer Barbary. Anybody that was at the Indianapolis Stop the Steal rally that's listening in, thank you. I do this Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 7. I have a full-time job, so. But it's just, you know, there's, I don't know if you remember the thing, net neutrality, where, like there's people that want to have, like, what if, like, Russia or China or North Korea gets into our computers, you know, like, hacks our national system, you know, and, you know, and stuff like this. They need to have, like, they want to have net neutrality. They want to, like, try to control the internet in case, sort of like the defund the police movement where, no, we don't want to get rid of the police, just defund them. No, well, what's the end game? It's not to defund the police. The end game is to militarize the police. Well, net neutrality, basically what they want to do is be able to control it so that they can censor whatever they want to. Oh, that's conspiracy. This is to do this and this. It's like back in the day when they had all that stuff with like you need, like when our phone bill, when we had like a landline phone, it was cheap. Well, it can get cheaper because if you bring in competition, it'll drive down the price, and then we started paying way more. I remember. And, oh, competition's going to be great. No, it's not, because the prices went up. Hey, we can jack the price up $20, and then we can say, hey, we control the markets, we can control the price. But that net neutrality, well, it's not going to happen. They're not going to control. Yeah, and that's all they're doing. They're censoring everything. Half of, three quarters of what Trump tweeted was gone. When I took videos from that Stop the Steal rally, I had stuff getting taken down. I had a post that, like, do you want to share this? Because it's about the election. Like, it's my own post. But, like, there's a MeWe, which is a, it's like a, it's a Facebook kind of thing, but there's no ads. They have, like, a premium version that you can pay for. And people, what would you want to pay for? Well, Facebook, there's so many buyers and sellers and stuff and tons of advertisements. So they don't have to, you don't have to pay to do it because they have millions of dollars that people pay. This is ad-free. There's nothing on there. They don't censor. Parler is like an alternative to Twitter. So it's one of those things. It's you know, but they're censoring everything. They're trying to shut us up. And it's like if they're going to the Pennsylvania courts and they're trying to keep Trump supporters out of counting, that's illegal to stop us from watching the voter count. And then when they got in, one time when they got an injunction, they said they can be within six, they can get 6 feet closer. When they moved the Republican people 6 feet closer to watch the counting of the ballots, they moved the ballots 10 feet away. there's video of people in Pennsylvania, like, here's your court case. Here's your court case. They don't have to have a court ruling to let them monitor the vote count. They don't have to. It's already there by law. Now I want to remind you of this. Hebrews 11:1. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. Think about that as you're going through this conversation today or whenever you're listening. Like where I live, they're already starting to buy up like toilet paper, and not because of COVID, but just for like, you know, canned goods and stuff. They're starting to stockpile because of this election. And this is what this has been sitting on my heart, and I hope I'm wrong, but I have a feeling that this is going to go to the Supreme Court. It's going to get overturned, and the media is going to play this out like, well, Trump used Russia to win the 2016 election. Now he used his Supreme Court. They were asking if Biden was going to pack the Supreme Court. He did, and his people. He made sure Biden won a fair election, and Trump took it to the Supreme Court. And these idiot kids are going to believe that crap. These high school, college kids are going to, because there are people out there that when you show them video footage of someone just sitting there filling out ballots, that's not real, whatever. When there's a guy walking up, what are you doing? I'm counting ballots, and it was in the basement. You can't do that. You can't change federal voter laws. If this is the day that the ballots have to be in, this is the date they have to be in, you can't change that. Pennsylvania did. That's illegal. But these kids don't know anything. They're like, Biden won fair and square, shut up. Let's just have the inauguration. There were people, I have friends that are like, why doesn't Trump just leave the White House right now? Just put Biden in there. I'm like, wow. The same people that were bitching at me because Trump colluded with Russia. He should be thrown out of office. He needs to be in prison. He's a traitor. Remember in WWE when Vince McMahon took on Trump and they each had their other opponent to help him, like their wrestler, and Trump had a black guy. I forget what the guy's name was, but he was black. You know, Trump, the racist, having that black guy doing that, helping him out. All this stuff, they demonize Trump and all this crap. And now they just want us to, Whoopi Goldberg, how dare you question the authenticity of this election? And that's what's going to happen. When this gets overturned to the Supreme Court, it's going to take time. That's why you grasshoppers, you know, calm down. This is not going to be an overnight switch. It's going to take some time. We'll probably know something in December, one way or the other. That's why I think it's hilarious when they had, like, acceptance speeches and Time Magazine crap. Because the media, Fox News doesn't. And now they're like, oh, please come back, please. Because CNN actually has higher ratings than Fox News. The only people that have decent ones are there's some people that tune into Fox only for Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity. And that's all they listen to. No one else. Most of people, and people always ask, because I have people like, oh my, you don't watch the mainstream media? The government-run media? Well, look at this retard. Where does he get his news from? And I'm like, let me see here. Rush Limbaugh, One American Network, Newsmax, The Blaze, Breitbart. There's tons of stuff out there. TatumReport.com. There's tons of people that do their due diligence and try to be honest. You know, there's tons of, like, Save Our President, Operation Save Our President website thing that keeps on Facebook. And on this, because I'm looking at moving completely to MeWe, except for the fact that I support groups on Facebook, so I can't tell 1,500 people in my apathy support group, hey, we're going to move to MeWe, sorry. You know, because a lot of the people that are in my support group why we're leaving Twitter and Facebook and stuff has nothing to do with them because they're not, you know, they're not being censored like we are with every single song, everything we do. But when you have, but it's sad when Katie McInerney does that thing last night with all these experts, and I guess and well, this is a conspiracy theory. A lot of these networks, oh, these are conspiracy theories. You mean written affidavits? And some of those people that have signed affidavits, they're fearing for their life because they're coming out saying, yeah, I witnessed fraud. So it's scary. But like when I was at that rally, and you had people that were from Korea, because I have a friend that's from China, and she's like, oh, I married from China, and he's a Democrat, and da-da-da. I'm like, I know someone that's from China that worked in the communist fields, was enslaved by the Communist Party, and she votes Democrat. And I was thinking, like, I'm like, Lord, 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 like, how can that be? And I remember God was in my head going, Latter-day Saints. And I'm like, polygamy. Where like the guy has like seven, like, oh, I'm one of 50 kids this guy had with like 12 women, and these people like are an escaping polygamy, and when they leave, some people have a hard time. Like it was bad there, but like, oh, he's like my savior. The guy is, and all these things that you sit there and like, and that's the only life they know. They can't handle this. Wait a minute, I'm free. I can go to church and not have to feel like I have to memorize the Bible. And oh, we're just hanging out talking. We're not praying or anything, you know. And it's one of those things that like I'm wondering if some of those people can't handle. Like, this is just so much that they revert back to the only thing they know. Oh, I rely on the government. See, but relying on the government in America and in China, it's two different things. So they think it's going to be different. But remember, that famous Gore's case, it was December 12th until they came to a decision. This is going to take time. Peachy Pink Nation, you got to calm down. Calm down. We need to let the people know in the state capitals that we're not gonna, this ain't gonna go away. We need to also make sure to rise up. When all those people were saying around kids, F you and F Trump and F this and F that and stuff I can't even repeat. We're like, God bless you. God loves you. And we were, because there was somebody that just parked like right in front of the rally and just laying on the horn, just holding the horn down. And we're like, I'm like, dude, come back. Just, if you ignore him, we win. Because when I was speaking, he was laying on the horn. So and the guy's like, yo, you need to start over, man. Most people couldn't hear you. And they don't care. So, it's going to be, and you got to rise up, because I guess in Lansing they had all kinds of, they have people that are, they're there just to try to incite stuff, just to try to, they'll start something if you don't, because they're not going to get in trouble. They're going to be seen as peaceful, even if they punch you first. Because then like the couple clips I saw from us, not there's a clip I shared where I was in the video and stuff, but a couple of clips, they would come like, yeah, they would talk about, you know, they would film early and show that like when there's not many people there. Yeah, there were some people that showed up today. There was like 500 when it was all said and done. You know, I mean, any coverage at all is coverage. You know, but I'm like, yeah. So I told this guy, I said, well, she's interviewing you. If you want me to film it so that if she does, if you do get airtime on television, you can see how cut and pasted it is. Then you have, you know, the Time Magazine article, A Time to Heal. Governor Cuomo, if I wasn't governor of New York, I would have decked Trump. Wow. That's the left. That's why a lot of people are leaving the left, because it's not the Blue Dog Party. It's not, hey, I'm a conservative Democrat and you're a conservative Republican. Now it's, we're conservatives and you guys are communists. It's the CC party. And that's, and there's tons of people act like, where do we go now for news? Newsmax is amazing. What is it? Right Side Broadcasting, they're having prayer vigils almost every night for President Trump. I've not seen this much praying ever. And like when we're at that Stop the Steal rally, it's okay, I'll pray for you. Like I said, I'm gonna start praying the rosary with these. Okay, bye. And I just start praying. At my church, we do a prayer walk where every Saturday, and this Saturday we're doing it before I go to the rally, we go to this neighborhood and we pray. And like, will you take so long? Well, we just like, if it takes me 5 hours to walk that little bit, it takes me 5 hours. If God wants me standing, because one time I just felt led to walk to this house and walked in the yard and just started praying for him. I don't know why. I don't question God. I was like, okay, he wants me in this yard praying for him. I'm there, you know. I'm far from perfect. One of the silver linings in this nightmare we're going through is to know that Nancy Pelosi could be thrown overboard by the people she had been promoting, Congressman Mike said, because there's a lot of people that are saying that they're blaming a lot of this on AOC and some of these like extremists, because I think that's what Kamala Harris was designed for, was, okay, these people want extremism in America, but they know most Democrats aren't going to support that. So they need to get, and Joe Biden was the ticket. He'll get in, and then they can flip and make her the president. And there's a lot of these, like, far, far, far ultra-left people that they're saying that, hey, they're starting to review, like, you know, you need to cool on this extreme stuff. You need to basically, what was it like, Joy Behar? You need to lie, and then once you get in, do what you're going to do. Like, be a Trumper, and then once you're in, then do a Green New Deal, then raise taxes, then do all this stuff, then can say, you know, don't ever say that as long as you're president, you're going to have a gun, you're going to do this, and then once you get in, then take away the guns and do all this crap. And I think, you know, and that's what they're trying to do. I think it's backfiring. That's why I kind of wanted Bernie Sanders, because then it could have been the ultimate socialism, communism versus freedom, you know, versus a constitutional republic. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. We're a constitutional republic first. You know, and I think it's, and this is, but the problem you have is this, because there's so much evidence of fraud in this election that people should be outraged that are Democrats. You're not going to have this, like, wait a minute here. Holy cow. They're going to say, look at Trump and his cronies. They rigged it. Biden won legally. and he had it set up so that he could take back the election from a legally, and they're going to, I have a feeling that there's going to be riots and massive problems in this country because Biden won it legally, fair and square, and Trump stole it from him. Just like he did in 16 from Hillary Clinton. A Georgia election official, we are going to find that people did vote illegally. There are some of these people, I've met Democrats that are like, I hate Trump with all my heart, but I question, I've met one person that he kind of questions how Biden got that many votes. And I've met like one person that's actually like, wait a minute here. Ask yourself this if you're a liberal and you listen to this program. Why is Pennsylvania trying to block Trump supporters, the people that are there from watching the vote count, and in many other states they were not allowed to watch the vote count? I think I have a caller. Is there a caller there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up?
Well, you just asked a question. You said, why are they not letting those people in to observe vote counting?
Yeah.
Well, because those people are already designated. Each party decides who they want to be in for the count. And if one party was not represented, the count wouldn't go on. So each party does have their delegates there overwatching the count. Man, we can't have regular folks deputizing themselves and saying they're going to walk in and watch the count. Like, this.
No, I'm talking like in Pennsylvania where they were trying to get their Republican representatives that they have assigned to watch the vote counting. They weren't allowing them in there. I'm not talking like a supporter.
Yeah, those people were in there.
Not like, in Pennsylvania, they weren't.
There's a lot of, I'm sorry, but they were, man. You actually wouldn't be able to start the count until their representative was there, unless there was some kind of signed, notarized statement saying that they were not going to participate in the count. So there's a lot of bad information floating around social media where people are like starting rumors, and then those rumors grow legs, and then before you know it, people are arguing about the rumors when, like, no, that's just not how it's ever worked.
I've seen an actual video with one of Trump's attorneys that had court documents, and there were police keeping her from going in to actually monitor the vote count. And she's, I've got a court subpoena that allows us in here. Why are you keeping us out? And they said, you're not allowed to be in there. You can't be in here to monitor the vote count. So I would love to know.
Yeah, so again, the representatives that the Republican Party chose to be in there were in there. Any theatrics that you see on YouTube where somebody's trying to create a scenario to go viral, I would suggest people don't fall for that kind of stuff, man.
This was on the media. This was not YouTube. This was actually
on the media.
This was actually a news station that was videotaping this. This is not like a supporter.
Right. So that person who is standing there claiming to be a representative and a lawyer is not connected to the Republican Party. You telling me the official observers are inside and they're not letting that person in?
They weren't letting anybody in.
We can't get worked. We can't get worked this election, man. I never thought I would see Trump supporters sounding like Hillary supporters in 2016, man. Like, this is pretty bad.
Let me ask you a question. Someone that got like three people at a rally, Biden did. Someone that campaigned in his basement, hardly ever left. Someone that couldn't complete sentences. Someone that needs a teleprompter to read. How can you tell me that he got more votes than probably the most popular president in American history, Barack Obama?
Yeah, for one, this election was the most participated in election, so whoever won was going to have the most votes. Doesn't mean they're the most popular, just means they're going to have the most votes because you had so many people participate. Now, when you say he can't complete sentences or can't read or anything like that, would you argue that Trump is good at those things, or
no,
is that what you're doing?
No, what I'm saying is, so you understand, I've worked for 17 years in the assisted living community in a dementia wing. He is suffering from dementia, some form of it.
Yeah,
I don't think
we should diagnose people. No, I don't think we should diagnose people from television. Like,
no,
that's
not how
that works. That's what you're doing. You're watching them on TV and diagnosing. Like,
Well, what do you think I do when I see someone in person? All you have to do,
there were
Bernie,
people saying that about 45, you know what I mean? Where they were trying to diagnose him from the TV. Well, I think Trump suffered from this.
Well, that's what I do when I see a person. If I meet a person in person, if I was to meet Joe Biden in person, when I've met people in person that have dementia, they're acting the same way Joe Biden is, 100%.
Yeah. So hold on. Before we go down this another conspiracy hole, because you're going down a conspiracy
hole.
It's
not a conspiracy.
Before we do that, you just said, how could he have more votes than the other person? I think a bigger thing to look at is echo chambers. In 2016, the Dems were in their Hillary echo chamber, and they couldn't believe that she lost an election. I think you're seeing that on your side this time, to where you only talk to each other, you only listen to each other, and you didn't understand that there were a lot of people who didn't like this particular administration. They might not even like Biden. They just liked him. They just liked him a little more than they liked 45. I mean, that's, you know, these are reasonable things that can happen.
Didn't he get anyone at a rally? Why did he get like two people at a rally, three people at a rally? Kamala Harris would get like five or six people. Bernie Sanders campaigned for him, and there was like 25 people in lawn chairs.
Elections are rallies? You think those are the same thing?
Oh, if you can't get anyone to come to support you at a rally, what makes you think they're going to magically appear and support you at the ballot box?
Let's say somebody said it's probably not a good idea to use large-scale rallies in the midst of a pandemic, and we're not going to do that as policy. And the other side was doing big rallies.
Yeah.
What would that do to their voting base? Oh, we got this thing in the bag. Look at all the people at our rally. Look at the people at theirs. You see what I'm saying? Builds into what I was just talking about. Echo chambers.
But I guess what I'm saying is, okay,
I think Trump supporters were really overconfident.
This is a 99% survival rateable virus. You realize that?
Yeah,
that 99% of the people
now
survive.
Now you want to talk about another sidebar going off into another alley as opposed to talking about the election.
That's my point.
That's what
you
think.
Have a lot of people. No, you
other
have
people
a lot of
don't
people.
Feel the same.
That's the facts. Wow. See, you can have your own opinion. You can't have your own facts. 99% of the people have survived this virus.
Hey, man.
That's
a fact. Are Alabama and LSU playing on Saturday?
No, because people have it. It doesn't
okay,
mean
now
they're
why,
dead.
Why are they not playing? Why are they not
because
playing?
Because people have COVID. They're not.
The biggest college football game of the season is not being played because of this disease that you're telling me is not a big deal.
It's, yeah, okay. So how many people have died from this? It has a 99.6% survival rate. The seasonal flu
killed
more people.
Anybody listening, notice he doesn't want to talk about the election anymore. He wants to go down sidebars. Notice that. But, yeah, the biggest game of the year not being played.
Wow.
That's a pretty significant thing.
You know what? I don't wear a mask. I don't care. See, this is the problem. They're trying to scare you. We're a constitutional republic. If you want to wear a mask and wear a hazmat suit, why you have that right? If I don't want to,
and if people keep doing what you're doing, we're going to lose more events like the Alabama LSU game. We're going to have worse outcomes.
You know, in Sweden, they did absolutely nothing, and you want to know what? They have a better outcome than we do. There is not one.
But do you know what's happening now in Sweden? See, this
nothing.
Is the thing about updating your news. Sweden had some of the best rates globally. So starting off when they used their herd mentality, and they said we're just going to persuade people to do what they best they can, but we're not going to mandate anything. Sweden had good rates. Everything was going fine. Guess what? Over the past month, Sweden's numbers have tripled and gone the other way, and now they're pursuing different ways of addressing them. Now, if you want to talk about lockdown or non-lockdown, I think a huge part that people don't really understand is the Swedish people actually trust their government, and the government trusts their people, which is why they were able to compromise the way that they could. Well, there you go. Here you got some people who don't trust the government about anything, so therefore it's hard to get anything done that's going to take some participation, which is why we have the worst outcomes.
Well, look at my brother. He smoked a pack and a half of basic menthols every single day of his life. He has 100% lung capacity. He died of esophageal cancer due to acid reflux. Nothing to do with smoking. It goes to the fact that, oh, I thought cigarettes were bad. Well, he smoked a pack and a half every day for like 25, 30 years, had 100% lung capacity. Not everyone that gets this, 96% of the people, 99.6% of the people survive this.
Yeah, I still don't understand
why you
should
be locked down.
Why do you think that that's a good argument, though?
Because why should we be locked down? Okay, more people die from the seasonal flu. See, we've learned to live with AIDS and HIV. We've learned to live with hepatitis.
That's not correct. That's not correct.
So we haven't learned to live with HIV and AIDS and hepatitis B and the seasonal flu and cold?
No. The part where you said more people have died from the flu. No, it's incorrect.
Yes, they have.
No, over this 8 months that this disease has ravaged this country, we've got over 230,000 deaths. That's not a year's time yet. With the flu, you'd have to go back to the 1918 pandemic to get those kind of numbers.
And I wonder how many people actually died from it. Because in Italy, they showcase
you're not
going to
believe anything. So, I mean, this is what I mean. When you go down these conspiracy roads and you end up convincing yourselves the only thing that's true is your conspiracy, this is
what happens. Let me ask you a question. My buddy in Italy said that they had a guy that was killed by drunk driving, and when they tested him for COVID before they brought him into the hospital, he tested positive, and they labeled COVID-19 as his cause of death, not the drunk driving where he killed him and someone else.
Yeah. Conspiracies typically...
That's not conspiracy.
Conspiracies typically lean on anecdotal stories of I know a guy, or I have a friend who knows
a
guy.
That's my buddy. That's my buddy
in
Italy.
And the story says this.
That is my friend in Italy who had 20,000 lira, and when they exchanged the lira into euros, it went down to $12,000 in his bank account. They were furious. This is not a conspiracy. This is coming from Italy News, that he sent me an article. This is not, I don't do
and I'm
conspiracy.
Sure it's similar to the news articles you find, sir. Like I said, conspiracies typically,
there's not
typically lean on anecdotal stories, man. So, yeah, this thing is bad. We don't get a game Saturday. There may be some NFL games canceled Sunday.
Well, no one watches the NFL
me everything is normal.
NFL is in the tanks. The only reason the NBA got rid of the Black Lives Matter was
Hold on, man. You think nobody watches the NFL, man?
The NFL is at, like, well, look at the NBA. Because of the Black Lives Matter, they had
the
worst ratings in NBA finals history.
And now you're talking about something else. You just said nobody watches the NFL.
They don't. The NFL is down.
Dude, you're out of your mind.
They have 40% viewership. It's down
40%. Saying ratings are down is a hell of a lot different than saying nobody watches it, right?
No, I'm talking about where it used to be compared to where it is.
I'm not twisting my words, bro. You just said it.
This
is recorded, right?
This is what I'm saying. If you look and there's a million people that used to watch the NFL and now there's like 100 people, that's drastic.
That's
what I'm trying to explain to my viewers.
Stop. Let's understand scale. Now you said, okay, let's say the baseline was a million viewers. That's what they used to get, right?
Or whatever, yeah.
To look at them and say that they lost, you would say they lost what? They're down to 400,000 viewers is what you would say. That's a more comparative answer to really get into what you're trying to say. Now, if you say all sports ratings are down, you would be correct. They're down from what they previously were. Now, here's the other side of that. How is all of television doing? And what you'd find out is all of television ratings are down. Why? Because people have cut the cord. They use phones, tablets. They use different apps to be able to watch games
and
things
like
that. Television is down.
So you're telling me that, like, the Emmys and all that are down because of people cutting the cord, not because they're pushing Black Lives Matter and people. See, that's the thing. People want to watch sports. They don't want to hear about.
Yeah, man. You don't know what you're talking about, man. Like, if somebody doesn't like BLM, what the hell has that got to do with the game? They'd ignore the ceremony at the beginning and then flip back to the game if that's what they wanted to watch. And the ratings are actually showing that that's what's happening, if there was actually any decrease. But no, they're fine. Matter of fact, they're doing new TV deals now. The NFL, NBA, and MLB, I promise you, TV networks are going to offer them a boatload of money for their product.
I know so many of my friends, most 90% of my friends don't watch the NBA anymore, and they never will.
Yeah, because you guys are Trump supporters.
No,
stuck in
half
some
of my
kind
friends
of
are progressive. Half of my friends are communist,
so
socialist, liberal.
Oh, so you just
half
hang out with
communist,
socialist, liberal? Like, dude,
yeah.
What?
Yes.
Come on, man.
Later. I'm done. That caller's a waste of space. Anyways, folks. I apologize, but here's the thing: when they sit there, like on that Kellyanne, when they had that press conference last night, how is a whistleblower, someone who signed an affidavit saying I witnessed a van pull up and people just filling out mass amounts of ballots, how is that a conspiracy theory? How is that made up? How is that conspiracy? This is what's going to happen, and mark my words, this is going to go to the Supreme Court because Pennsylvania can't change voter laws, and they did that. They changed when a person can turn in a ballot. When this goes to the Supreme Court, it's going to get overturned, and they're going to blame Trump again. Well, Biden won a fair election, and since he won a free and fair election with no collusion, no nothing, this is all conspiracy theories. They're going to say that Trump, not Biden, packed the Supreme Court with his buddies, and they rigged it so that he would win. And that's what they're going to do. Democrats are telling us to sit down and shut up and just accept the result of the elections when for 4 years, the Democrats couldn't even accept the results of the 2016 elections. Okay. Okay. We're not going to back down. Half of my friends on the internet are literally, I have people that dang near want communism here. Oh, I'll give my whole paycheck if that means people have free health care. And I use that term jokingly because I'll pay more in taxes so you can have universal health care, so you can have this. Like I've said a million times on my program, all they want is a penny tax from you. Because if they can get you to pay a penny tax, come on, it's so we can have roads for everyone. And then before you know it, well, you know what? It's going to be more than a penny to fix these roads. How about 10 cents? 20 cents? And before you know it, there's $1,000 coming out of your paycheck. All because you accepted a tax. Because then that dollar isn't good enough. Well, actually, we need about $10 to really get, if you want to have better roads, it's just $10. It's just and that's what they're going to do. Well, we don't want to defund the police. We're not getting rid of the police. Just defund them. No, the whole point of defunding the police is to try to militarize the police so that when they try to confiscate the guns, like Kamala Harris said she's going to do, they can order, because how do you get thousands and thousands of police stations all around the, they don't have control over them, but if they're federalized, I'm the prime minister, or I'm the dictator, or whoever, you're going to do what I say. You're going to confiscate guns. There's so much evidence out there of voter fraud. You know, I wear a mask because I'm forced to at work, not because I believe in the bullshit. Excuse my French.
This is the mask your wife wears.
Yes, my wife wears a worn by force, not by fear. I never thought I'd see a day in this country where pastors have been arrested. When you have, they've actually in Pennsylvania shown, I'll go back to the tobacco industry example. I don't care if you show me 100 million studies that say tobacco is dangerous. Well, our expert at Philip Morris found that tobacco is safe, and it puts every other study in jeopardy. I don't care if you show me a million studies or 100 million or whatever. This study said there's nothing wrong with tobacco. All you have to do, and they've shown like two people. Well, they've shown like 700, but they gave two examples of people in Pennsylvania who voted in 2018 and 2020 that died. We're already dead. Okay? They're already dead. And if you find one person that voted that's dead, then you have to check every single solitary ballot, because if one is illegal, then how do you not know that any of the others aren't? And all we're wanting is a free and fair election. There's no transparency. There's no openness. There's no honesty. There's nothing. You know, we gave you people the right to recount in Michigan in 2016, and guess what happened? Trump won by more in Michigan. I remember seeing all the videos of people that were throwing away Trump ballots. Oh, don't be too obvious, but, you know, if you, you know, just throw these ballots in the trash, just not to be too obvious. And there were tons of videos of them. And, of course, that was fake then like it is now. This is all fake. These ballots are fake. You know, the viewership of the NBA is, this is how you have to look at it like this, folks. If you don't support Black Lives Matter, then how can you just turn off the protest and then turn it back on? If you don't like Black Lives Matter, then you shouldn't be watching the NBA or the NFL or any of this stuff at all. I remember when the pandemic hit, and this guy, it was like a computer company, and he goes, well, since you guys are working, I'm taking the stimulus money out of your paycheck because you don't need that stimulus since you're working. He couldn't do that. And when there was outrage, he backed out and he said, oh, you can, I'm not taking that out of your paycheck. And what it showed is that guy, if he would have taken that paycheck and taken that, he would have taken that stimulus money out of their paycheck. And what I mean by that is if you're getting $1,000 stimulus from the government for COVID, he was going to take $1,000 out of your paycheck because since you're working, you don't need that stimulus. And he couldn't do that. He was going to get it. He was going to do it until there was so much outrage from everyone and the media when they got a hold of it that he didn't do it. Well, he would have done it, but the outrage was there, so he stopped it. The only reason the NBA stopped doing the Black Lives Matter stuff is because they had the worst ratings in NBA history. In its history. Now, I don't know how anyone can say, well, I'm just going to turn off the, these NFL players are going to take a knee, stick a finger to the American flag, and once that's over, then I'll start watching it again. No. How can you? That don't make no sense. If you support, see, it's funny. I lost a best friend who had the same birthday and everything. All because when Barack Obama became president, he started to shove race in everyone's face. Look at me, I'm black. I'm black. Yeah, I'm black. He started to push the fact that he was black. He never did that before. I supported him. He was a friend to me for 20 years. I never saw him as a black man. He never saw me as a white man until Barack Obama became president. And then all of a sudden, he was pushing race and everything. Look at the University of Wisconsin study. 5%, they were trying to do this research to find out, and they were surprised to show that most students, only 5%, treat minorities differently. Only 5%, and they were hoping it was going to be huge, and they could shove, see, look at this, like 80% of people treat minorities differently. The only people, I don't treat anyone differently. The only thing I do is, like when I'm around an Asian person, I'll say, oh, how you doing? You know, just out of, because that's, you know, that's me, but I have no problem with anybody. I have 60% of my DNA is Hasidic Jew. So, you know, if anyone's due repercussions, I'm due repercussions because my ancestry is Jewish and therefore I should be getting billions because my people have been oppressed for thousands and thousands of years. I wasn't a slave owner, and you weren't a slave, so we're living in the here and now. For 4 years, you're going to try to tell me that Russia collusion and Russia hacked and all this stuff, and Trump couldn't win this election on his own? And then you're going to tell me that a man that packed the stadiums that has, this is the first time in many, many years that it wasn't $5 a gallon gas up until the election. Because if you look, gasoline was actually higher under Barack Obama than it was under George Bush. And they never bitched about the gas price on the media like they did when Bush was president, which I couldn't stand Bush. The last president I really liked besides Trump was Ronald Reagan. So, but my point is, going into this, for the first time, most of the presidency was $1.90 a gallon gas, $2.10, $2.20 for a gallon of gas. It wasn't like $4 a gallon, and then it magically went down to like $1.50 right before the election. Promises, you may not like Donald J. Trump, but every promise he made, he's kept. All these Democrats were trying to shove a freaking wall down our throats the whole time, and Donald Trump goes, I'm going to build a wall. Nope, we can't have a wall. I can't believe how much stuff Donald J. Trump has plagiarized from the Democrats. No one ever said anything. When Donald J. Trump gave speeches about, we are a nation of immigrants, but we're also a nation of laws, and we need to, all the stuff he said was a direct word-for-word speech by Bill Clinton was praised for, and he was booed for it. What Donald Trump should have done, I said this on my program 2 years ago, he should have been 190% against the wall. He should have been against every single solitary thing he wanted so that when the Democrats went against him, he could just, okay, we're not going to have a wall. I don't want a freaking wall, but Democrats want one. Okay, Nancy Pelosi, you can have your wall. We'll call it Nancy Pelosi's wall. I don't want this. She does. And we're going to build it for her. We don't want, that's what he should have done. Because there's so many, because Donald J. Trump wanted stuff and Democrats couldn't have it. See, you can't have double standards here. I had so many people tell me when Barack Obama was president, and that doesn't matter. Now, it does. The FBI director, when he was investigating Obama, get rid of him. But when he was investigating Trump, oh, we need to keep him. No, you either want him gone or you don't. He's either doing what he's supposed to do, or he's not. There's nothing you can ever tell me that would convince me that this election was not rigged. There's, like with Pennsylvania, they can't change when ballots have to be turned in by. They can't change that. This is a federal election. The state can't change federal laws. Go to Colorado. You can smoke marijuana technically in Colorado, but it's still federally illegal. You can still get arrested for it. They can't change, states can't change federal voting laws. This is going to get overturned. It'll probably be in December, but this election is going to get overturned, and then they're going to say that Trump rigged the whole thing so that the Supreme Court could take it up, and his Supreme Court, with all his nominees, could rig it so he could get back in again, and then they're going to start riots over it. Remember, folks, with a firm alliance and a protected divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday, God bless you all, and good night. Goodbye.